Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 9th to the 15th, 2013. This week, Palestinian-Israeli talks faced hardships due to Israeli continued construction in Israeli settlements, while army and settlers attacks targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza escalated. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops shot and injured 17 civilians, among them children and journalists, during anti-wall and settlements protests that were organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has more.
14 residents, among them 6 children and a journalist, were injured when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest at the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum. Troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. All the injured were hit by rubber-coated steel bullets fired by Israeli soldiers. In central West Bank, protests were organized in the villages of Bil'in and Nabi Saleh and Na'lin. Residents and their international supporters from Bil'in and Na'lin villages managed to reach the Israeli wall before they were attacked by Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked the protest in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village and later invaded residents' homes and fired tear gas inside. 3 residents and a journalist were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets fired by Israeli troops in the village of Bil'in. In Nabi Saleh and Na'lin, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation due to Israeli soldiers' attack. Earlier on Friday morning in central West Bank, local activists managed to demolish parts of the Israeli wall near the village of Bir Nabala. The International Court of Justice in 2004 deemed the Israeli wall built around the West Bank as illegal and should be demolished. Elsewhere, at Al Masara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura.
Washington voiced out concern over non-stop Israeli illegal settlements building in occupied East Jerusalem, as Palestinian top negotiator Saab Erekat reiterated the Palestinian leadership's commitment to peace talks with Israel this week. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the story.
United Nations Office for Palestine passed a number of decisions in support of Palestine, mainly committing to backing United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. Meanwhile, Palestine's observing mission at the UN called on United Nations to work on a pressuring Israel to halt ongoing illegal Israeli settlements building on occupied Palestinian lands. The mission warned of growing illegal settlement construction on occupied Palestinian territories, dubbing them as impediment to peacemaking and the region. United Nations recognized last year a Palestinian UN non-member state on the borders of 1967, including the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. Since then, Israel has accelerated settlement plans on the occupied Arab city of East Jerusalem. In the meantime, Washington criticized this week such settlement activities, considering them as source for tension in the region. Washington has patronized peace negotiations between Israel and Palestinians for 2 decades, yet since then, no genuine progress has been made towards a U.S.'s goal, two-state solution. In the West Bank city of Ramallah, top Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat further adhered this week to peace negotiations with the Israeli state. For IMEMC News, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.
The Israeli army and settlers' attacks targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip have escalated this week. Those attacks left 15 Palestinians injured. Moreover, Israeli troops kidnapped 46 civilians this week during invasions targeting communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
Among those kidnapped this week were 8 children. The Israeli army invasions and kidnappings were focused this week in the cities of Ramallah, Jenin, Bethlehem, and Hebron. On Sunday evening, 2 Palestinians were injured during an Israeli army invasions targeting Silwan area in East Jerusalem. Local sources said that youths hurled stones and empty bottles at the invading soldiers. Local sources also said that a young Palestinian woman and a man were injured close to Al-Aqsa Mosque. 5 more civilians, among them 2 children, were injured on Monday of this week when Israeli troops attacked protests organized in Central and Southern West Bank in commemoration of the 9th anniversary of late Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. Later in the week, a Palestinian teenager was injured on Wednesday evening during clashes with Israeli soldiers in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources said that the clashes erupted near the wall gate Israel built to separate Bethlehem from Jerusalem. In Jerusalem on Wednesday, a Palestinian man identified as Kamel Basile, 48, was seriously injured after 2 Israeli extremists dropped a stone on him as he was heading to work. 5 Palestinian children, their father and mother, were injured on Thursday at dawn when Israeli settlers attacked the village of Sinjil near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The settlers invaded the village and set a home on fire. The family fled the flames to the rooftop and was rescued by Palestinian firefighters who were called in by the residents of the village. Medical sources said that the family was all moved to hospital in Ramallah, suffering from light burns and suffocation. In the Gaza Strip this week, 2 Palestinian workers were injured after being shot by Israeli soldiers near the Israeli borders with Gaza on Thursday. Local sources said that one of the men was injured near central Gaza Strip and the other was shot in southern Gaza Strip. Moreover, also on Wednesday, a number of armored Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers carried out a limited invasion into Palestinian lands near Khuza'a town east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The bulldozers then uprooted Palestinian farmlands. On Thursday, Israeli jet fighters implemented 2 air raids targeting areas in central Gaza and another part of the Strip. The attack targeted areas in the northern part of Gaza City and the southern part of Beit Hanun town in northern Gaza, local sources reported. No injuries were reported in both attacks. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 9th to the 15th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.